The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection is widening the scope of its investigation, issuing six more subpoenas yesterday. Among the recipients, Michael Flynn, former President Trump's first national security advisor, who pled guilty to lying to the FBI but was later pardoned by Trump. There's also John Eastman, the conservative lawyer who authored the memo outlining a plan for then-Vice President Pence to overturn the election results. Let's get more details from NPR Congressional reporter Claudia Grisales. Hi, Claudia.
Hi, Robin. Good to be with you.
So I already mentioned Flynn and Eastman. There are four others. Who are they? And what does the commission want to hear from them?
Yes, they include three officials who worked on Trump's 2020 reelection campaign. So that's Bill Stepien. Mm-hmm. He was Trump's 2020 campaign manager. And he wrote he was part of a letter alleging that he had converted the campaign into a Stop the Steal platform. This is a claim that the panel is making. Another is Trump advisor Jason Miller. He's also a former advisor to former President Trump and also ex-campaign aide Angela McCollum. Another is Bernard Carrick. This is a former New York police commissioner who went to federal prison for tax fraud but was pardoned by Trump. He is also an ally of former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, and we're slowly learning what happened, when, and who did what related to the January 6th, again, insurrection. You spoke with committee member and former impeachment manager, Congressman Adam Schiff. Let's hear some of that tape.
These are people who played pivotal roles at the very top of the Trump campaign, who have knowledge about the big lie that the election was stolen or rigged or fraudulent somehow, that resulted in that violent insurrection. And in order to do a comprehensive report, we really need to hear from them.
And what do they want to hear?
Well, Congressman Schiff also told me that this reelection campaign for former President Trump was part of this larger effort urging states to delay or deny certification of electoral votes. I also talked to another member of the panel last night. This is California Democrat Zoe Lofgren. And she said this is not just about the day of the January 6th attack, but the weeks prior. She said the individuals who were sent those subpoenas were heavily involved in the lead up to the riot. And as you mentioned, Eastman had written that memo outlining ways that former Vice President Mike Pence could reject Joe Biden's electoral count victory. And Eastman was part of a meeting, the committee says, with several high-profile Trump allies, including Bernard Carrick and Jason Miller, at the Willard Hotel the night before January 6th to plot ways to how to overturn the election's result. And then again, we have Michael Flynn, who lawmakers say was part of this December 2020 Oval Office meeting where they talked about the seizure of voting machines and invoking a national emergency.
Yeah. What's your sense of the feeling on the committee? I mean, it would just be a sense, but is there a sense that there's a new urgency? We're coming up on the one-year mark since the election.
I think the committee's been pretty clear since they were formed earlier this summer that they want to move expeditiously. And one theme we have heard from them since this summer is they want to wrap this investigation up as quickly as possible. We have heard some estimates that it could be wrapped before the midterm elections next year. And this seems to be a theme that continues to be repeated by members. So from the outset, it looks like they set a pace and they're keeping up with that pace to wrap it, they hope, before those elections next year.
Actually, of course, we've passed the mark of the election, but, you know, we're coming up on the insurrection anniversary, if you will. So out of more than two dozen subpoenas issued so far, only former Justice Department official Jeffrey Clark has met with this panel. So what about these latest six? What's the thinking as to whether they will?
Yes, the others are still in talks with the panel, but both Lofgren and Schiff told me Bannon's case. This is Steve Bannon, the former Trump strategist, who defined his subpoena outright over claims of executive privilege, that's an example for other witnesses who think about following his lead. I talked to a former House impeachment attorney about this, Norm Eisen, who noted all six of these new witnesses are also in Bannon's shoes and that they were not part of the administration on January 6th.
So that means that the kinds of claims of official executive privilege that we've already seen bandied about are going to be at their weakest when it comes to these individuals.
Huh. So we'll keep an eye on how this plays out. But what are you watching for next?
I think the pace of the subpoenas are really something to watch. Schiff had mentioned to me that when we do see these subpoenas, it's a signal that these are witnesses who have not cooperated voluntarily. They try and get these witnesses to come in without a subpoena. So it will be interesting to see who else they want to hear from that they have tried to get before the panel already.
Yeah. Claudia Grisales, congressional reporter for NPR. Thank you.
Thank you much.